Harper Audio presents Bloodstar, Star Corman Book 1, by Ian Douglas, performed by David Drummond. Chapter 1. I'm just glad I'm not afraid of heights. Well, at least not much. Our cutlass hit atmosphere at something like 8 kilometers per second. Bleeding off velocity in a blaze of heat and ionization, the sharp deceleration clamping down on my chest like a boa constrictor with a really bad attitude. I hadn't been able to see much at that point, and most of my attention was focused simply on breathing. But then the 12-pack cut loose, and my insert pod went into freefall. I was 30 kilometers up, high enough that I could see the curve of the planet on my optical feed. A sharp-edged slice of gold ochre at the horizon, with a deep, seemingly bottomless purple void directly below. We were skimming in toward the dawn, with all of the aerodynamic efficiency of falling bricks. The cutlass scratched a ruler-straight contrail through the black above our heads, scattering chaff to help conceal our drop from enemy radar and LIDAR assets on the ground. The problem with a covert insertion is that the covert part is really, really hard to pull off. The bad guys can see you coming from the gods know how far away, and you tend to make a lot of noise, figuratively speaking, when you hit atmosphere. But that's what the U.S. Marines, and specifically Bravo Company 1st Battalion, the Black Wizards, do best. Deploying airfoil. A woman's voice, a very sexy woman's voice, whispered in my head. In 3, 2...